It's a familiar story. You go to one of these popular search engines to search the web, and there's clutter, clutter everywhere. Ads, links to things that have nothing to do with the search engines, because most of the search engines have now turned into portals and offer all kinds of things. So finding that place to search can be extremely difficult. Then sifting through the results can be even worse. Well, there are others who feel like you do, and someone who did something about this is Marty McCullough from SETI Search. She set up her own search engine to make it easy for the blind and vision impaired. Marty joins us on the line now to talk about the SETI Search project. Welcome to Main Menu, Marty. A pleasure to have you on. Can I start by asking why you put SETI Search together?
I started having difficulty with my vision some years back. And I used the internet, and it was more the internet than the web at that point, to do a lot of medical research. And I just sort of became very dependent on the whole idea of the access to the information that way. And my vision got worse, and the web arrived. And it got harder and harder to do simple things like searches. And one day I just said, well, there's got to be a better way. And I developed SETI initially just for myself. And then I realized that, hey, a lot of other people needed it, so I decided to share.
When you did that, were you aware of any assistive technology options? For example, were you using large image or speech or anything like that?
Primarily, I use a magnifier. Very large screen, very enlarged things, high contrast. I do use JAWS and a few other programs occasionally, because even the large stuff is tough when you get tired. So I did develop those sorts of things in mind. The one thing that I haven't actually tested it myself with braille displays, but people tell me it works okay with those.
So when did you found the site? How long has it been going for now?
Just about a year. But it was last summer sometime that it actually started actively being available on the web.
And what does SETI stand for in this context?
Search Engine Technology Interface.
Not to be confused with the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, which is also the same acronym.
Yeah. We were just sort of stuck for a name for it. Both a name and a domain name that we could actually purchase that would work. And, somebody said that, you know, searching for anything useful on the web was sometimes about as useful as, you know, searching for extraterrestrials. So that's where it came from.
What are the actual problems with existing search engines that you felt that this site needed to fix?
With most of the search engines, with, you know, a couple of rare exceptions, there is so much extraneous material on the return pages, advertisements and links to other things you're not interested in, and it just takes so long to feel your way around the page to find the specific piece of information or the list of links that you were searching for. I just found it a major irritant, and I figured other people did too.
A lot of those links, of course, are revenue generators for the search engine company concerned. Well, these days, most search engines are, of course, portals doing a whole lot of other stuff. So do you have to seek permission to add every search engine that you add?
Well, actually, I went ahead and did it and figured I'd field the complaints when they started. I figured somebody would complain about it. The interesting thing is no one's complained yet. I had a ready answer if they complained, which is, you know, make your site more accessible, and I'll turn that one off. But no search engine has complained. And obviously they know I'm doing it, because I can see from their record logs when they look at my site, you know. So I guess they don't mind.
How do you actually go about finding out how to interface your SETI Search site with theirs? Because I suppose it involves some quite clever hooking into their CGI scripts and all sorts of things like that.
Yes, it does. When I decided to add a new engine, I do a lot of searching against their site, recording the results and the actual links that they use, and I analyze it to figure out exactly how their script is working, and then I tie directly in and bypass their script.
And how many search engines do you have available from City Search now?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure how many are currently up there. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 7, I think. I will look it up while we're talking.
Okay. There are other sort of search utilities out there now. For example, I know a lot of blind people are using the Web Ferrets, and Copernic is another one that's slightly less speech-friendly but extremely powerful. Do you think that there's still a need for the interface that you're providing?
Well, people are still using it. So, you know, I guess if my traffic goes to close to zero, I'll take it down if it's not needed. There may be, you know, people in particular situations that they can't run something like Web Ferret, or perhaps I've got some engine interfaces that are not in the current versions of Web Ferret. Who knows? A lot of reasons, I guess. And I just counted, there's 9 engines up there now.
And it's not just web searching, is it? Because I noticed that when I was having a look at the site, one of the things you offer is to be able to search dictionary.com, which is often a very useful thing to be able to do if you're doing some kind of research, some academic work, or some debating speech where you need to define a word in a dictionary.
Yeah, but I try to expand it. I also try to respond to people that write in. There's a feedback form on the site and ask for particular things. And whenever I have a chance to do a new version, I add things like that. My next version hopefully is going to have some special stuff for searching recipe sites, because cooking and recipes seem to be a popular item that people have trouble getting to otherwise. There's also the quick link on here that people like. That one is not so much for the visually impaired. But what it does is lets you go directly into the Alta Vista search, you know, with a single keystroke to search a word that you found on another site. Unfortunately, I haven't come up with any ways to make that, you know, really user-friendly with screen readers. So mostly it's other people that use it.
At the moment, is it possible to search more than one engine at a time from City Search, or would you conduct the search on one engine at a time?
It's one engine at a time, although a couple of the engines are actual meta engines, like WebCrawler, which searches several other engines.
Have you had a look at the possibility of altering that interface so that instead of a combo box, you might have a checkbox for each engine that you wanted to search, so that you could do a search on more than one at a time?
No, I really hadn't looked at that. I went with the combo box because it was my understanding that was the easiest thing to use, you know, with a screen reader. And I really hadn't looked at the idea of doing multiple engine searches. So many people are doing it, it just doesn't seem, I don't know, like something I want to spend a lot of time on, since I can just go ahead and tie into things like MetaCrawler and WebCrawler.
I imagine that you must get a lot of very positive feedback about this, because it seems to me that for new users of the web, or for people with certain types of technology that might not be keeping up with latest screen reading trends or whatever, it must be an incredible confidence booster to be able to go to a site like this and get some meaningful results so easily.
Well, I tell you, the occasional nice thank you letter that I get from the feedback forms makes the effort of keeping this up there well worth it to me. It's the sort of feel-good thing that just makes your day when somebody writes a thank you.
How popular is it?
We're running 10 to 20,000 hits a month, something like that.
Man, it must be very tempting not to put a couple of strategically placed ads on there. I mean, that's a quite a popular site in the disability sector.
Well, yeah, and I suppose I could make money on it, but I really intend not to do that. This is out there as a public service. It's something that I wanted and needed, and I wanted to share. And as long as I can maintain the web hosting and programming myself, and I'm not going to accept advertising.
So how does this fit in? How does it gel with the other work that your company does? What other business are you in, actually?
Actually, we do website hosting. I do some website design, not very much. I do a lot of back-end database programming, you know, the websites that, I don't know, like personals and that sort of thing that need a database. And I also do consulting for companies that want to make their websites accessible, to explain to them what to do to it. And it fits in pretty nice because it gives me a good example of, here's an accessible website.
So just how accessible is SETI Search? Well, let's take a look. I use Internet Explorer a lot. I'm sure many of you will be surprised to hear that. So I have it on a hotkey. I'm going to push Control-Alt-I to bring my Internet Explorer up here.
About blank Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Let's go surfing. We'll go to
Open Dialog.
www.seti-search.com, and we'll see what we get presented with.
Page has 21 links. Welcome to SETI Search. SETI Search Engine Technology Interface. Version 2.3. Access for everyone. Search the web for. Select search engine. Combo box AltaVista Search Now button. Clear grays button. Link. Try our new quick search. SETI Search is a new, highly accessible interface to some of the best and most popular search engines on the internet. To use it, enter your keyword or phrase once. Select your desired search engine and use the Search Now button to view the results. To search the web for your keyword or phrase using a different search engine, use the back button on your browser to return to this page of SETI Search. Select the new search engine from the pull-down menu. Press Search Now and view the new results. SETI Search is fast, flexible, and user-friendly. Background picture link. Follow this link for description of current background picture and credits. Style settings link. Follow this link to select different style settings for these pages. Link like this site. Link tell a friend. Sign up for our mailing list. Your email address. Sign up now. Button. Table with 3 columns and 5 rows. Link instructions. Visited link. Feedback. Visited link. About this service link. Copyright link. Awards link. Privacy policy link. Graphic. This site page. Designated speech and number 13 and number 10. Friendly by ICASA Technologies link. Graphic. Kia Internet Solutions Incorporated. Table end. SETI Search was developed by Link ICASA Technologies Inc. and Link Kia Internet Solutions Incorporated. Link ICASA Technologies in Chelmsford, MA offers website design, hosting, database integration and accessibility services. Commercial, government and educational websites can be designed or modified to make them available to the millions of blind and low vision users around the globe who want to use your valuable products and services. Link Kia Internet Solutions in Fairfax, MA provides premium website design and hosting services to a worldwide clientele demanding best-in-class custom design solutions. Visit the accessible web ring. Link previous link next.
Okay,
ring.
So then we're onto the web ring stuff. So that's a very straightforward page, and you'll notice that if we go back to the top of the page,
SETI Search,
and
search the web for edit
tab, it's the very first thing you come to on the page, the search for. So if you're not using one of those newer browsers or screen readers where it's easy to jump to the edit field, then that's pretty easy. So I'm actually, for this exercise, using JFW 3.5 with IE 5.01. I'm going to hit enter to turn forms mode on.
Forms mode on. Search the web for edit.
And I'm going to search the web for ACB radio. So we type in ACB radio, and then we tab.
Select search engine combo box. AltaVista.
Now we're in a nice combo box, and of course, never forget when you're using most modern screen readers these days that you do have context-sensitive help here. So if you were a new user to the web, you could always hit, in the case of JFW, insert F1.
This is a combo box. Type in a value or use Alt plus down arrow to open the list box.
Very good advice too. Alt plus down arrow should always open combo boxes, not just down arrow, because in some combo boxes, merely using down arrow will actually select what you've arrowed to. And that's often the problem that people get into, incidentally, when they're rating our stream on Live365. As soon as you down arrow to one of the options, it's executed. Now let's Alt down arrow
open
to
list box.
Open the combo box, even though JFW always says open list box.
AltaVista. 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 AltaVista.
Well, there you go. Alt down arrow doesn't seem to work on here.
Search the web for
so
edit.
So we'll just tab and back tab.
Select search and AOL search.
Yeah, that's interesting. The alt down arrow will not work on that particular combo box. I'm not quite sure why that is. So there you go. So much for my advice. I've never seen that before.
AOL search. Dictionary.com. Discovery Health. Excite. Hotbot. Metacrawler. Search.com CNET. Web crawler. Yahoo. Yahoo.
Okay, that's the bottom of the list. And of course, you've got a couple, as Marty said, of the meta engines in there so that you can search across search engines if you choose something like web crawler. So let's go up with the home key.
Home. Alta Vista.
And we'll choose Alta Vista. Then we can just tab.
Search now button.
And we've got a search now button. Very straightforward. And we'll see what comes back.
Forms mode off. Page has 41 links. CD results page search engine technology interface. A new search engine tool from Ancusa Technologies and Kia.net Ac Radio. Alta Vista web page is 7,393,230 pages found. Link Ac Radio. Click here for a list of internet keywords related to Ac Radio. 1. Visited link. Welcome to ACB Radio. Skip navigation links. ACB Radio Home. Listen to ACB Radio. Download software. Blind Line Archives. Help
you. Okay,
ACB.
So we've found ACB Radio right at the top there, which is what we hope for.
Translate link.
Oh, that's interesting. We could maybe fire up Eloquence and translate that into another language.
More pages from this site link. Related pages link. American Council ... link. ACB Australian Center Brayton link. Translate link. Related pages link. Leica ACB Web Official link. Translate link. More pages from this related page. Palanchetto Leica ACB link.
Okay, so we have a number of links there to do with ACB Radio and other things. Obviously, you put ACB Radio at the top of the list and it's now finding other things. Now, the nice thing about this is that you can just, as the instructions said on the page, hit the backspace key, which takes us back to the previous page in IE.
Space. Search now button.
And we're right back on the search now button where we were before, so we can back tab here.
Search the web for edit. Ac Radio.
Now we're in the ACB Radio edit box.
Combo box. Alta Vista.
Now,
forms
we'll turn Forms Mode on and we'll choose another engine.
AOL Search. Dictionary.com. Discovery Health. Excite.
Okay, let's try Excite because that's a really good search engine.
Search now button.
And we'll see what comes up here. So as you see, it's really easy to go back
forms
and make your selection from
page has 24
the search
links.
Engines they have.
CD results page search engine technology interface. A new search engine tool from Ancusa Technologies and Kia.net Ac Radio. Excite. Web results. Top 10 matches. Show link titles only view by link website. 77% link American Council of the Blind. Welcome to the website for the American Council of the Blind. This service provides general information.
Okay, so it's found the main ACB page, but not ACB Radio.
Search for more documents like this one link. American Council of the Blind link. Search for more ACB homepage link. Search for... Click on the image to enter our website
link. And I'm just tabbing through the results. Now, you'll note that it doesn't just take you to the Excite search. What it's actually doing is processing your request through the Excite search engine and then building its own page with the results, free of all the graphics and unrelated hype and ads that you would get if you actually visited that search engine. And so that is how it works. A pretty simple site, a simple design, but a very powerful site in terms of mastering the web, particularly for those users who are new to the web and would like to get some instant results. So the address again, www.seti-search, that's S-E-T-I-search.com.